Welcome to Life and Fatherhood, the podcast where new dads like you find community, insight, and practical tips to navigate the incredible journey of fatherhood. I'm your host, Lonzo Williams Jr., and I'm here to bring you valuable conversations with fellow dads who share their wisdom and experience. Whether you're looking for advice, inspiration, or just a place to connect with other fathers, you are in the right place. Ready to dive in? Let's get started. Hey everyone, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of Life and Fatherhood. I'm your host, Alonzo Williams Jr. And today, we're diving into a skill every dad wants their kid to have. Knowing how to speak up for themselves, even from a young age. Now, when we think about it, teaching our kids to advocate for themselves, we usually picture older kids or even teens, but you know, here's the truth. Even our little ones, our toddlers, are learning this skill as early as 2 years old. Even as early as 1 year old, being a 1 year old, right? And so today I'm going to share a story from my own life with my 3 year old son. I didn't realize this would be one of those, teaching moments until it happened. But it really opened my eyes to how we as dads can guide our kids to express themselves even when they're still figuring out, what that means. Okay, so let me paint the scene. It was a Sunday afternoon, and I had set a little timer, or really my wife set a timer, on my son's tablet for his screen time. You know how it is, give them a chance to enjoy their cartoons, their learning games, but keeping it limited so it doesn't turn into a 2 hour marathon, right? The timer had about 5 minutes left, and I thought, hey, I'll get a jump on things and go ahead and take the tablet now. He was already watching TV earlier in the day. It was just one of those days where we were just chilling in the house, and I was like, okay, let's cut that down. Well, let me tell you, my son was not having it. The moment I took the tablet, his face changed. He was upset, really upset. He gave me this look that seemed to say, Dad, what are you doing? And then he blurted out, I wasn't done yet. Of course, imagine a higher pitch, toddler voice, a lot more anger, right? In that moment, I could have just said, hey, buddy, that's enough. It's time to go ahead and just put it away. Of course, call it a day. But then I thought about it. This is one of those moments that, he was upset. In his mind, he still had time left. And here I was, taking it away early. He felt like he was, he felt like he wasn't being heard. Like his feelings didn't really even matter. So, I took a breath, thought about it. I said, All right, let's use this as a teachable moment. Let's see, let's take advantage of this time right here to just learn, the both of us. So I sat down next to him, handed him his tablet back for a second, and I said, okay, buddy, so let's talk. I know you're feeling upset because you still had time left. Can you tell me, how that made you feel when I took your tablet? Now, of course, he's only three, so I wasn't expecting him to, launch into some deep explanation of his feelings. But he looked at me and he said, I was playing and I just wasn't done. For a three-year-old, that's a pretty clear expression of what he was feeling, right? This was where I got to step in and show him that he could use his words to express himself and ask for what he wanted. I told him, okay, I understand. Next time, if you feel like you still have time, you can say, Dad, can I finish it up, please? We practiced it, a couple times. Dad, can I finish it up? It was simple. But it gave him the words he needed to ask for what he wanted without just melting down or getting angry. After that, I explained, sometimes I will say yes, and sometimes I might say no. But you can always ask, and you can always tell me how it is that you feel in that moment. And you know what? This little moment turned into a big lesson for the both of us. And so now, whenever I'm at work in a situation where it's time for mommy to go ahead and get tablet from, you know, like cut down on the screen time, he'll go ahead and ask, like, hey, can I have my tablet, please? Hey, can I use, you know, can I get that back? You know, or he'll say, hey, mom, I still have time, right? Learning to that, hey, he still has a voice. He can still advocate for himself, even something as small as that, right? And so that day taught me something powerful. Even at 3 years old, kids need to know. Like, they need to know that they have a voice. They might not know all the right words yet, but we can help them to learn that is okay to speak up and ask for what they need. It's a skill that serves them, you know, throughout their lives. So, you know, we can start teaching it early. Okay, so let's think about some practical ways that, you know, you all could go ahead and, you know, bring this to your children. You know, if you're wondering how to help your little ones start learning to advocate for themselves, here are three steps I found really helpful, starting with, you know, of course, the tablet tussle moment with my son. So step one, the obvious one, acknowledging how they feel. You know, first things first, let them know it's okay to feel the way that they feel. When I took my son's tablet away, he was clearly upset. And instead of just saying, all right, that's enough, chill out, whatever, I tried to understand why he felt that way. I acknowledged his feelings by saying, I know you're upset because you still had time left. For little kids, just knowing that their feelings are seen and heard, it really does make a big difference. It really does. This step sets the foundation so that way when they feel safe expressing themselves, they're more likely to use their words instead of just getting frustrated. The last thing we want with our kids is for them to have these strong emotions and then shut themselves up and move away from us because they don't feel comfortable that we care about what they feel. If they feeling upset, feeling angry, feeling depressed, last thing we want is for them to hold that in and breed resentment towards us. Why not just have these conversations? Why not just teach them, hey, even if I've said or done something to you that upset you, speak up. Speak up. I'm your father. Speak up. Last thing I want you to do is resent me. So why not now? Why not teach our little ones now, hey, you know, speak up for yourself. If daddy did something that you didn't like, just say, hey, dad, I didn't like that. And as fathers, we'll say, okay, I understand that you didn't like that. And we go from there, right? So step two, give them simple language to use. You know, at 3 years old, kids aren't going to have like big vocabulary for speaking, you know, how they feel and what their needs are. This is where we can step in and give them easy to use phrases. For my son, it was simple as, can I finish it? Or can I have that back? Just a few words, but they give him a way to express what he's feeling. Find phrases that work for your child and practice them together. Like, hey, can I have more time? Or, you know, I'm not ready to stop yet. You know, these phrases will, you know, of course, empower them to share what they need without feeling helpless. Right, cuts down on all the screaming and crying. Of course, there's going to be tantrums, but you know, still gives them a sense of control within themselves to at least, you know, let their voice be heard. You know, this builds their confidence. They learn that even if they don't always get what they want, they do have a voice. And as they grow, they'll learn that advocating for themselves isn't about getting their way every time. It's about knowing they have a right to be heard. Right, so let me tell you, as dads, teaching our kids to speak up can feel challenging, especially when they're little and still learning how to manage those big feelings. But every moment like this is an opportunity. Each time we sit down, take a breath, and show them how to use their words, we're giving them tools they'll carry with them throughout their life. And I found the more we do this, the more they start to trust us. They realize that we're not just here to enforce rules, but to listen and guide them, to really build a relationship and a bond that carries over into the next generation. So next time you're in one of those moments, maybe it's over a tablet or You know, it might be, you know, over some playtime, whatever it may be. Take a breath, sit down with them, and turn it into a teachable moment. Show them how to speak up. And watch as they grow and be more confident with each little step. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Life and Fatherhood. If you found today's episode and tips helpful, I'd love it if you could share it with another dad who might need a little encouragement. And don't forget to check out our Dad's Daily Drive. It's our free guide with daily prompts to keep you focused on what matters most as a father. Until next time, remember your kids are watching, learning, and growing with every interaction. Let's help them find their voice, one step at a time. Thank you for tuning in to Life and Fatherhood. I hope today's episode gave you some valuable insight and new ideas for your own fatherhood journey. For more tips, blogs, and downloadable resources to support your wellness and leadership at home, visit lifeandfatherhood.com. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoy the show. Until next time, keep leading and embracing every moment of fatherhood.